Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, what's going on today in this world is really something. Most people don't realize what's happening today. You know, you're spending 57 cents on every dollar that's going to the military. 80 bases all over the country, all over the world. 80 bases. Amazing. You got over 400 families making $97,000 per hour. And they do not want to give the average worker $15 per hour. Only in America. We're living this life. We're living this sad, sad life where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. It's down to the haves against the have-nots. That's right. The haves against the have-nots. And if you're not part of that 1%, that 5%, that 10%, then you're part of the 90%. We have to change the way we do business. They're using other people to keep everybody divided up. And they're doing a great job, because most people just don't get it. Their minds have not been developed enough to understand what is happening today. We're living it. We're actually living it. Violence inside the school system. People don't quite understand how poverty affects people. You see, it affects your behavior. It affects you as a person, your personality, you see. And all these little programs that they have are almost worthless. When you can give someone enough money to survive and don't have to depend on different programs, it's better to give a livable wage. Sadly enough, stores are closing left and right. We're going to have Target closing here on Saturday. Then they're going to have Carson Perry Scott closing shortly. We don't have a date yet as of today, February 2nd, 2018. We have no knowledge when this is going to happen. It's unfortunate, but this is just the way it is. So we have to make sure that we're doing what needs to be done here in America. Thank God for the work that can be done. Thank God for the work that will be done, because we're battling. We're staying afloat today only because of God's will, you know, because it's definitely not because of us. The people with all the money controls everything. They control the court system. They control your community. They create these level of poverty to make themselves feel good. And then they can say, why don't you pull yourself up by your bootstrap? And they done cut the straps. And it's too short to even grip. So that's one of the words that they like to use. Those are words that they use on people. And they have continued to use these same words. And they're meaningless words to people who understand exactly who these people are. And I tell you, this to me is an opportunity to move to a whole different level, to show the world what we are made of. Because It's time that we do things together. I believe in unity. I believe in black folks being together with white folks, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, you name it. I don't care whether you're black, white, brown, red, blue, yellow, polka dot, whatever color that you want to be. The bottom line is more of us than them. It's not just one thing. It's everything. And we have to understand how important it is, because they normally get away with whatever they want to. They send people to prison who they want to send to prison. You know, we had this young man called himself Dr. Leonard Seawood, who actually thought that they loved him. He didn't realize that he was just a tool inside their toolbox until it was too late. He decided that he was going to take or change the digits, rather for 5 hours, 5 days, he's going to change it to 50 days. And sure enough, he was caught. All of his friends, Whirlpool supporters, Whirlpool's puppets, Leroy Harvey, Jet, Anthony Jet, Barbara Bell, Martha Mame, and she later testified, and she told the judge, don't be lenient with this guy. Give him the maximum penalty that he can get. You know, the chicken's coming home to roost. That's what it seems to me. But she told him, you know, oh, he thought he was clever. He thought he was bigger than life. He thought that him being part of a Whirlpool Corporation, Wigwam, and all them other folks, that he would be able to bypass this. But unfortunately, he was not. Right now, he's sitting in jail. He only doing 90 days, but that 90 days is like 3 years to him. He got to eat that food over there. That food. That's the killer part. He got to eat that food. He got to wear them clothes, that orange jumpsuit. And he got to have a bunkie. Isn't that amazing? You see. And, you know, a lot of times people don't really quite get it or understand it. When these people no longer need you, they have the option of sending you to jail, sending you to prison. They have all the tools in their toolbox to do it. They have judges, prosecutors. They have a sheriff's department, the city police. They're all corrupt. But they don't, you know, nobody's willing to stand up and say it. You see, when one of them gets shot and killed, it's like the end of the world. But when you get shot and killed, he must have done something. Oh, yes, right. He didn't have a gun. That's what he must have done. He should have had a gun. But we are living this life today. We're living it, and we are programmed to accept it whether we like it or not. Only in America. And it's not just happening here in Berrien County, Benton Harbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Detroit, Chicago. It's happening all over the country. And they know it. We have to change the way we do business. We have to learn to work together. There's no such thing as white supremacy. Not to me. That's a word that they made up. White privilege, I believe that. Just by being white, you get special privileges. But white supremacy, that's not a word to me. That's something that white folks have made up to build themselves up, to be something that they're not. There is no American history, really. Most of it is a lie. To say the Native American was the wild savages, it was actually them. They're the one who scalped the Indians. They're the one who did that. They're the one who started that. They the ones that start slaughtering the women and the children. Yes, white America. White, the savages, they the real savages and the beasts. But it's up to the people. The people have to stand up. We have to say no more. We can't allow this to the way it is. Because it's me today and you tomorrow. And let me say this. Those people who go to jail, cash bail hurt innocent poor people. It hurts the family when you have to put up a bail. Because most people are aware that the Michigan legal system is corrupt. And they use bail requirements to boast their cash flow and ensure that criminal defendants make it to court or lose that money. But they may not know, or actually they do know, how it perpetuates inequality in the system. People keeping legally innocent people behind bars because they can't make bail. Now, and the shame of this is that these people that's in jail, you know, most likely is nonviolent. Most likely, the bail, you know, they see now what they like for you to do, cash assured. That's what they trying to. When you have cash assured, you got to put up the whole amount. If it's $1,000, you got to put up $1,000 or get a bondsman, pay him the $100, and you don't get it back. If it's $2,000, you give him $200, and you don't get it back. If it's $5,000, you give him $500. And if it's $10,000, you give him $1,000, and you don't get that $1,000 back. My bail bond, they had set my bond at $30,000, which required $3,000 in order to walk, and you don't get that money back. And nonviolent crime, which does not make any sense at all. You see, but they know not, how it affects the family and care less about how it affects the family. You know, they don't care nothing about how it's going to affect your family to put up $1,000, to put up $2,000, to put up $3,000. You can't find a lawyer after that. Most lawyers in St. Joe, they're white. They work with the system against you, and that's what they do. They practice figuring out ways how to send you to prison rather than keep you out of prison. And always remember, even lawyers, they're officers of the court, you see. And, you know, the judges always want your honor to a judge. No, he's no honor. He's a rat thing. That's what he is. Sleazeball, gutter rat. But it's unfortunate that we have to go through this and face this. Black people have been sent to prison for so many years for little or nothing. And they don't send their people to prison. And they should be in prison. But they don't. Violent criminals can pay bail. And they're able to walk free every day. Especially if they're Caucasians. While some people accused of less serious crime and who may in fact be innocent are detained because they can't afford to pay the bill. They cannot afford to pay the bill. The solution to this inequity is not to abolish bail. We can use it to boost public safety by allowing every charge, every misdemeanor, nonviolent crime, a person should be able to be released on their own personal recordings. That's right. Cash bail hurt innocent poor people. If you happen to commit a crime, you should be able to be released on your own personal accordance. You should not have to put up a cash bond if it's a misdemeanor charge. And there's some felonies, if it's nonviolent, that you should not have to put up bond. So what we have to do, we have to make sure they understand how important it is that these people do not have to be sitting in jail waiting for trial. And usually trial, you know, 6 to 9 months, maybe a year, maybe even longer, even for a misdemeanor charge, unless you request a speedy trial. It amazed me when I think about this, you know. But here's something, my solution is that every single misdemeanor charge, that person, that defendant, should be released on his own personal recordings. I don't care what it is, as long as it's not a nonviolent. If it's a nonviolent, you can ask for bail, but it should not be excessive bail. Because when you're in jail, you normally, if you have a job, you're going to lose that job. And then you're unable to pay, period. So, matter of fact, it takes away your way of living, which we have to make sure that everybody is fed, housed, and clothed. You know, you have an obligation to take care of the people. It says, if a defendant is a danger to himself or others, incarcerating him will be the right thing to do. If he isn't, make it possible for him to go free. If he's not a danger to himself or others, make it possible for him to go free, whether by setting a manageable bail sum or jurisdiction has done, requires none at all. Absolutely. A person should not be pressured into putting up cash money to be released from jail. It makes no sense. It doesn't help the system. It overcrowds the jail, but it keeps a lot of them working the enemy. See, you have to know who your enemy really is. A lot of times, people don't know who their enemy is. That's the number one problem we have. You know, these folks are serious. This is no joke. This is a real deal. Why should a person have to sit in jail for a misdemeanor charge or even a felony that is not violent? There's no violence in the felony. A person should be able to be released on his own personal regardless. And it's no secret how the system works. It's designed to imprison the poor. It's designed to attack the poor. It's designed to keep the poor out of the community. Like, for instance, here, they passed a law about 2-3 years ago that if you were homeless, you could not stand on a corner. You had to keep moving. Or if you went into the library, you had to have a book in front of you. You could not fall asleep for a second. If you did, they would call the police and have you removed. You see, that's what this is all about, you see. And most of these guys who can't put up bond, most of them are homeless, living with their mom, unemployed, and everything like that. But it is important that people understand. Let me tell you how the cash bail system works. Someone who is accused of a crime, what he does, he appears before the judge to be formally charged and given his rights according to them. Defendants who are charged with the most serious crimes or commit a violent felony while on probation or parole, or who has prior violent felony convictions, are incarcerated until their trial, most of them. Or they set such a high bond. And they, trust me, they're good at setting a high bond because the bondsman makes money. The court system makes money. Everybody makes money because they charge you if they, let's say if you didn't have a bondsman, they charge you if it's, let's say, $5,000. You put up $5,000, they take 10%, which is $500. Let's say if the bond is set at $20,000, they take $2,000. If it's set at $100, they take $10. If it's set at $200, they take $20, and so on and so on and so on. This is how the cash bail system works. But if you use a bail's bondsman and they ask for $5,000, assure, that means that you put up, some cases, $1,000, some cases, $500, whatever it is, you don't get it back. If you put up $20,000, I mean, if your bond is set at $20,000, they want you to use put up $2,500, so whatever it is, you don't get it back. And that's how the cash bail system works. And you got to remember, a defendants who are charged with most serious crime or commits a violent felony while on probation or parole, especially on parole, but sit in jail until your trial, you will be incarcerated, causing taxpayers even more money. But almost everyone else is entitled to some kind of bail. Unless the judge find them danger or decided maybe because he's black or maybe something that he could come up with to keep a person in jail. They are and they will do that, capable of doing things just like that and getting away with it, you see. There's no such thing as, I haven't seen that many honest judges. I have not seen that many fair judges. That's when it comes to people of color, you know. But the problem is nobody opened their mouth and say something. And if you say something about it, they try to demonize you. See, this is one of the tricks. This is one of the tricks of the devil, how they demonize you, knowing what they're doing is wrong. That's right. How they demonize you, knowing what doing is wrong. Amazing. Amazing grace, that's what I say. But nevertheless, stuck in jail because you can't come up with the hundreds or even thousands of dollars required doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Many people in Benton Harbor, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, Kalamazoo, Michigan, and that and include myself included, do not have access to that kind of money. Either we have savings or because we know someone who would be willing and able to give it to us, we might find a requirement frustrating or difficult, but we will pay the money to retain our job. And most importantly, the income we need to pay a lawyer and participate in the preparation of our defense. But many other people have no access to even a few hundred dollars. They face the possibility of loss of their job and housing, as well as custody of their children. On top of this, they must deal with the difficulty, the very difficulty of society. That's right. You see, talking to a defense attorney who is an officer of the court normally works against you whether you like it or not. They have no morals, ethics. They have none. So it's time that people understand that we have to confront this corrupt system. Change it. It's more of us than them. That's what we have to get through to everyone. It's more of us than them. And we have to learn that, whether we like it or not, you know. And we have to decide who the enemy really is. A lot of times we lose out because we are sleeping with the enemy. That's right. Sleeping with the enemy. Can't get out of jail. Cash bond. Bail is too high for a misdemeanor charge. Bail is too high for a nonviolent felony. Bail is just too high. And these people is making money off the community, draining the community, sucking the community dry. That's right. That's in Benton Harbor, Michigan. They got black folks working with them, bootlickers I call them. Black were working against black people, just like in Nazi Germany when the Jews was helping the Nazis kill other Jews, destroy other Jews, take stuff from other Jews. Black folks who've been doing this for years. I call them bootlickers. Yes, they are bootlickers. So those of you around here who don't like it, change it. Change the way these bootlickers are doing. They had a meeting here in the city of Benton Harbor to talk about the school system and the violence. When you're poor, it changed the way you act. Your behavior change. Being poor, being homeless, being hungry, being without clothes, change the way you act. So we have to start speaking up, you know. We have to make sure that the system itself do not overtake us, do not overthrow us. Do not destroy us. Because we have to make sure that we're doing all the things that we need to do and do the right thing. Because it's happening. Anytime, cash bail hurts. Anytime the cash bail hurts innocent poor people, it's time that we, the people, must confront the system and make a change. We must confront this corrupt system. That is something we can do. But listen, I'm just about ran out of time. This is a special, special Pinkney to Pinkney show. And on Sunday, we will have our regular show. Those of you who are around, be sure to tune in. Same time, same station. Pinkney to Pinkney Show. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. But remember, cash bail. Cash bail. Innocent poor people. Cash bail hurt innocent poor people. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Talk to you very soon.